I want to take this opportunity to welcome everyone to this week's virtual drasha. We have the incredible privilege this week to read Parshas Noach and the dramatic story of man's downward spiral that began really at the end of Parshas Bereishis and just descends to such terrible depths, to the point that HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels no choice but to go ahead and restart, to wipe out humanity, wipe out the world that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had created with such meticulous divine detail. Yet the Ribon Shalom feels that everything has been so corrupted. Ki yishchis kol basar darko. Everything has been so corrupted that the only way forward is to destroy everything that is and to start again. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses Noach. Noach, the savior of humanity. Noach, again, we know the story, builds the teva, builds the ark, gathers the animals, supplies, comes out of the teva, rebuilds the world, so on and so forth. We know the story. I want to draw your attention to an incredible detail. The Torah says, this is in Perek Zayin, Pasuk Zayin, chapter 7, verse 7. So here the Torah begins to describe that the waters, there begins to rain. Remember again, for so long Noach is building the teva, now the waters begin, the rain begins to fall, and it's time to take action. Noach, his sons, his wife, his daughters-in-law, all come with him to the teva. They all enter into the ark, mipnei mehamabul, because of the waters of the flood. Because of the waters of the flood. So Rashi HaKadosh quotes the Medrash Tanchuma. And the Medrash is bothered by, why do you need these words, mipnei mehamabul? Then let the Torah just say, Noach and his entire family entered into the ark. Why do they need to have that additional phrase, mipnei mehamabul? Why did he go into the ark? Because of the waters of the mabul. Okay, I mean, obviously Noach is not going into the ark to work on his tan. He's going to the ark ultimately because the world is about to be destroyed by a flood. So why does the Torah Kedosha have to say those words? So Rashi, quoting the Tanchuma, says something amazing. Af Noach miktani emanahaya. Noach was small in his belief, which literally means he lacked emuna, he lacked belief. Ma'amin ve'eno ma'amin. He believed, but he didn't really believe sheyavo hamabul, that the mabul would come. Velo nichnas lateva. And therefore he did not enter into the ark until literally the waters forced him to go in. A dramatic statement. Noach didn't really believe with all of his heart that the Mabul was going to come. So says Rashi, quoting the Tanchuma, what does it mean that Noach entered the ark because of the waters of the Mabul? He only went into the ark when it was absolutely necessary. In other words, according to the Tanchuma, the command for Noach to go into the ark was actually a little bit earlier. But Noach doesn't go into the ark immediately. He only enters when it becomes absolutely necessary because the waters are beginning to rise. When he realizes, wow, there's really going to be a mabul, that's when ultimately he goes ahead and he enters into the teva. And ma'amin ve'eno ma'amin. He believed, but he didn't fully believe. And Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berdichev, the great tzaddik, is so bothered by this statement of Rashi. What does it mean? Noach didn't have emuna? Noach didn't have complete emuna? Noach was the one man in an entire world of people, right? Or however many people there were. But he was the one man out of all of humanity who believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who followed in the Ribon Shalom's ways, who did what God asked him. And when God goes in and tells him, construct for me an ark, anyone else would have said, I'm sorry, God, you're crazy. You're out of your mind. Or maybe it's not God that I'm hearing. Maybe it's just voices. Yet Noach is a dutiful soldier and does exactly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of him. And he gathers the animal and he gathers the food and everything. And to make a statement like this, Noach miktani emunahaya. Noach was small in his faith. So ask the Rebbe, ask Tzar Rebbe, Rav Levi Yitzchak Berdichev, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Levracha. What does this mean? What a condemnation of Noach. And the Rebbe even amplifies the question. He says, look at the beginning of the parasha. The Torah says that Noach is an Ish Tzadik. Tamim, he's righteous, he's complete. The Torah uses all of these incredible words. The Torah doesn't throw around the word Tzadik, righteous, just loosely. It doesn't throw just give that title to anyone. The Torah Kedosha calls him a Tzadik. And now you're going to tell me Noach miktani emunahaya, that he was small in his faith, and Rabbi Yitzchak says something absolutely amazing. The Rebbe says that in reality, there are two different types of tzaddikim. He says, Yeshnei minei tzaddikim she'ovdim abore. There are two different types of tzaddikim who serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yesh tzaddik she'ovid abore. There's a tzaddik who serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that tzaddik knows that he has kivi yochol the ability to sway the decisions of God. That tzaddik knows that he has power. That tzaddik knows that he has spiritual muscle. That tzaddik knows that he could, whatever it means to change God's mind, but that he could sway the divine consciousness in a different direction. It's like a Moshe Rabbeinu, right? The Moshe Rabbeinu understood, I could argue with God until he forgives the Jewish people in the aftermath of the sin of the golden calf. I could argue with God after the sin of the spies. There's a tzaddik who understands that kiviyachol he has some level of control over the final decisions that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make. But there's another tzaddik, there's another type of tzaddik. V'yesh tzaddik acher, sha'ovid ha-baruchu, v'shafal be'enei atzmo ma'od ma'od. And then there's another type of tzaddik. And this tzaddik is very lowly in his own eyes, very lowly in his own eyes. He doesn't think much of himself. He serves God, he does what he's supposed to, he's a good soldier. But if you ask him about his self-worth, not so high. If you ask him about what he has the ability to accomplish, not so much. Do you have the ability to sway HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Anyway, for sure not. My job is to serve. My job is to do. My job is to be a good soldier and carry out my commands. But do I have any sphere of influence? Do I have the ability to sway the Ribono Shel Olam in any direction? Absolutely not. Says Reb Levi Yitzchak, two different types of tzaddikim. One tzaddik, one righteous man who believes that he can make a difference, that he can literally sway the decision of God. And the other tzaddik, so exceedingly humble to a fault, that he does not feel that he has any sway. He does not feel that he has any ability to influence the final outcome of the Ribono Shel Olam's decision. Says Reb Levi Yitzchak. Do you know what the tragedy of the Noach story is? It's that Noach was this second category tzaddik. Noach didn't believe in himself. Noach did not believe that he possessed the strength of character, the spiritual resolve to be able to make a difference. Noach just didn't believe in himself. He said, okay, I'm going to do what I'm going to do. I'm going to do the right thing. But do I have the ability to impact the world? Absolutely not. Do I have the ability to sway anyone else? Absolutely not. Do I have the ability to sway God? For sure not. So how does Noach live? With blinders. Tunnel vision. I got to do what I got to do. Build the ark. Get the animals. Get the food. Get in. And shalom al Yisrael. You ever wonder, why did Noach ever go out to try to change the people of the world? Right? Next week's parsha, we'll read about Avram Avinu. And Avram Avinu, when he hears that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to destroy Sodom, so what does he do? He goes ahead and he davens and lobbies on their behalf. Why don't we ever see that with Noach? Why didn't Noach ever try to go out to the world and say, hey guys, just want to let you know, God's going to destroy the world. Let's get our acts together. Let's go ahead. Let's go ahead and work on this together and make a better world. Or if you don't feel you can influence them, why not daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? They don't know any better. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're just like aimless sheep, an aimless flock. Give them another chance. They'll be okay. Nothing. So unfortunately, sometimes Noach gets a very bad rap, and people say, because he only cared about himself. It's a tzaddik in pelts, right? He only cared about himself. Chas v'shalom, says Reb Levi Yitzchak. It's not that Noach only cared about himself. Noach was a tzaddik. The Torah calls him a tzaddik. But Noach just didn't think much of himself. He didn't hold himself to be anything special. He didn't think that he possessed any power. He didn't think that he had any sway over the situation. So why should I try to go out and talk to the world? They're not going to listen to me. And why should I talk to God? God's not going to listen to me. I'll do what God says, keep my head low, and keep moving forward. Noach was the second type of tzaddik who didn't believe in his ability to affect any level of change. And that's why he never davened for his generation. That's why he never davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because he thought, my tefillos are nothing, because I'm a nothing. I'm a nothing. I don't believe in myself. And if I don't believe in myself, then I certainly can't affect any level of change. And says Reb Levi Yitzchak, that's the meaning of Rashi's statement. When Rashi says, Af Noach miktane emuna haya, Noach was small in faith, it doesn't mean small in faith with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means he lacked faith in himself. Noach had complete emuna. Noach had complete belief in the Ribono Shel Olam. His belief in God wasn't his problem. It was his belief in himself that was the problem. Noach miktane emuna haya. Noach did not possess complete faith in himself. So why doesn't he go into the ark until the waters start coming? And here, I believe Yitzchok says something amazing. The Rebbe says, because Noach figured like this. Noach didn't hold himself to be any better, any greater, any more righteous than anyone else. So Noach figured, if I'm going to be saved, there are certainly going to be others who are going to be saved as well. See, he waits outside. It's raining. Why does he wait outside? Not because he doesn't believe the Mabul is going to come, because he's assuming that other people are going to join him on the ark. I'm nothing special. So if I'm getting saved, others will get saved. So he waits outside. And it's only once he could no longer wait outside, he realized, oh, no one else is coming. That's why he goes on to the ark. But chas v'shalom to think that Noach lacked belief in God. Noach lacked belief that there was going to be a Mabul. He believed. His emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu was never the problem. It was his emunah in himself. It was his lack of belief in himself that prevented him from becoming an agent of change. The true tragedy in the Noach story is that there's this huge outstanding question. Could Noach have saved the world? Could Noach have saved the world? Had Noach intervened? Had Noach tried to supplicate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Had Noach gone out to try to influence his generation? Could he have saved the world? And of course, that's the great unknown question that no one but HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the answer to. But what a tragic story. One man who didn't believe in himself and therefore didn't feel he could affect any level of change. But had he believed in himself, perhaps the ending of the story would have been dramatically different. Rav Levi Yitzchak comments on the Mishnah in Perek Avos. It's the Mishnah in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav. Yehoshua ben Parachya says as follows, Asei lecha rav, kenei lecha chaver, v'havidan is called Adam lekaf sechos. So we'll focus on the first phrase, Asei lecha rav. So we normally translate this as make for yourself a teacher or make for yourself a rabbi. We understand this concept very well that in life, a person has to have a mentor, someone they look to for guidance, someone they look to for hadracha, for counsel, for advice. Rabbi Yitzchak says that is true, but it means something else as well. Asei lecha rav. Make yourself great. Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. Believe that you are great. Believe that you are special. Believe that you could affect change. Believe that you could accomplish great things. Believe in yourself. And this is the takeaway message from Parashas Noach. Noach miktani emuna haya. Noach lacked faith in himself and therefore didn't affect the potential change he could have affected. How many things do we miss out on in life because we don't believe in ourselves? How many opportunities come our way, but then they say, no, I can't do that. No, that's not for me. That's way above me. I wouldn't understand. Too much, too complicated. How often do we hear our children say things like this? Oh, I can't do that. You know, if you ever hear your child saying I can't do something, a parent has to cut that off mid-sentence and say, Tatala, Mamala, Shefala, whatever you call your kids, you can do anything. You can do anything. Just have to put your mind to it. You have to believe in yourself. Asei lecha rav. Make yourself great. Because if you believe in yourself, and you believe in your ability to affect change, and you believe in your ability to accomplish, there is no telling what you can do. Noach's failure becomes our greatest lesson. Noach's failure to try to affect change, and it came from a good place, it came from a profound humility, but that profound humility obscured his self-vision, obscured his self-perception. That profound humility prevented him from seeing all of the koach he truly had and what he could have accomplished. We must make sure that humility or fear or whatever plagues us doesn't obscure our vision as well. We can't be ktani emuna. We can't lack belief in ourselves. We must find the courage to live a life of asei lecha rav. Make yourself great. Believe in yourself. Believe in your ability to affect change. Believe in your ability to do great things. And Emir Hashem, you will be zocha to go down a path of incredible success. Wishing everyone a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.